Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, Michael in Belfast texts to say just to note that Michael Collins's father was in his mid-70s when he was born, while Joe says John Major's father was 64 when John was born. So there you go. Now, as you are you getting more and more voice notes these days from family and friends, replacing perhaps communications by text message and phone calls? Well, if you are, it seems you're not alone, as Brian O'Connor reports.
Have you noticed that increasingly present-day communications sound more and more like this?
Hi, sorry about the voice note. I don't have time to text, so I'll try and keep it short.
With the rise in apps such as Slack and WhatsApp, the question is, are voice messages and voice notes spelling the end of phone calls and text messages? Well, according to a recent YouGov survey of phone use, some 62% of Americans say they communicate now by voice messages. Last year, WhatsApp revealed that an average of 7 billion voice messages are sent every day on their app alone. But is voice messaging the ultimate in self-indulgence, or is it a more intimate form of communication? Sarah Solomon is a New York-based writer who wrote a book called Guac is Extra, But So Am I, and part of it looks at etiquette in modern-day life.
The voice memos, it's getting out of control. It's awful. I don't recommend them. The few times that men refused to send anything else, they were comedians or actors, and it was an actual monologue. I think it was because they mostly like to hear themselves talk. And from a dating perspective, it was awful.
Well, there's two ways of looking at this. One is that it's a more personal form of communication. And then obviously there's the other side of it where it's incredibly self-indulged.
I disagree. I feel like there's too much nuance in your voice. Like, I can't control a lot of how I look, or I give away too much. I don't have a poker face. So I just feel so much more comfortable being able to control what I say.
What about phone calls then, Sarah?
I only have phone calls with close friends or my family. I just don't pick up the phone if I don't really know them.
Yeah, and I think when someone begins the voice memo with, sorry about this, I'm in the car driving, you know it's going to go on for 6, 7, 8 minutes. They're the ones I kind of resent. I don't know about you.
Yeah, they feel almost, I feel like they're meant to be convenient, but it feels almost narcissistic. Like, I don't want to hear your retort. I don't want to hear your reply to how I'm feeling. Let me just get it out there. And it's like, no, you want to talk to the person. That's why you're sending them a message anyway.
Yeah, I wonder, is it a generational thing? Is sort of an age group under the age of 25 or under the age of 30 more used to this form of communication now?
I just think we're all awkward people in general now, and the pandemic has made that even worse. So I feel like there needs to be rapport with texting and just the voice memos in general. You say your piece and you're done, as opposed to having like reading comprehension and general having good grammar or putting thought into your response versus just verbal diarrhea.
So is it more likely, as Sarah Solomon suggests, that a younger demographic will resort to voice messaging over phone and text? Well, one millennial gave me his thoughts.
My name is Thomas Heising. I'm a 30-year-old millennial working as a motion designer, and I am highly addicted to sending voice notes. I use voice notes every day in WhatsApp and Slack. It's usually when I'm on the fly or looking to reflect on a few things. I think people do them regardless of which generation they belong to. My experience is that introverts hate them and extroverts love them. I feel like they are socially acceptable to do for people who are in regular contact, so good friends and maybe even some close clients. But I wouldn't do voice notes for someone I've just been introduced to. And there's definitely a skill in keeping them short and snappy, but sometimes it's also nice to mumble your way through something, depending, again, on how close you are with the receiver. And I consider myself to be strong with text communication, but when I do voice notes, I don't have to think of emojis and grammatical errors. So emotions are easier to convey using them. So for me, it's basically the middle ground between texting and ringing.
And that was Thomas Heising. Now, while emotions may be easier to convey in a long, rambling voice message, have we lost something of the spontaneity of communicating through this form of messaging?
My name is Dr. Mally Coyne, and I'm a clinical psychologist, and I am addicted to voice notes. I find it hard to type on my phone sometimes. I got sick of writing after writing a book, so I just felt like sending voice notes was just much easier to do. I know not everybody's comfortable with sending voice notes. I don't really have a problem with just sending a message and constructing my thoughts as I'm actually speaking. I do think there's an etiquette for maybe not sending too long a voice note. I have received voice notes that were up to 45 minutes long, which was, you know, that is very daunting. I think maybe 10 minutes should probably be the max for it. I certainly do send my friends ones that might be at that length when we're conversing about something, and we kind of maybe match each other's length of a voice note. And so for somebody who likes briefer information, I will send a much shorter voice note, or I will type it if I can. Sending a voice note helps you to feel closer to someone else, because you can really hear the context behind it. You can really explain what's going on for you in any given moment, and the tone of your voice. And so I don't think it necessarily replaces the phone. I still like being on the phone with people, but for me, a voice note is a perfect way to express myself and to hear somebody else's voice.
Dr. Mally Coyne there. So perhaps the phone call still has its place after all. Well, let's hope so, because without it, we wouldn't have classics like this.